Welcome everyone on this year FOSDEM talk around mentorship. We are super excited to provide you some learnings in the subject, which hopefully encourage you to participate in such efforts much more often, either as a mentee or as a mentor or organizer. So without overdue, let's jump into the problem space we all share in the engineering, which is problem of hiring. And I think this is a problem we are all aware that from the employer perspective, hiring engineers which are experienced, which are senior, which would be productive as soon as possible as they enter the your employment and they will stay productive long term is pretty hard, right? Especially when it comes to finding not only brilliant, passionate and well experienced people, but also those who represent maybe some diverse spectrum of backgrounds, culture, gender, race, and so on. It is kind of incredibly hard. And there are many reasons for this to happen. So let's highlight some of those. First of all, there is like a huge demand for engineers who already have some experience. Each engineer gets like thousands of offers yearly, easily. And because of that, it's even hard to get candidates to really get into your interviewing pipeline. Each candidate can only look through a few, you know, companies' details before getting demotivated, giving up, and just staying where they are because it's easier. You need to do a lot to bring attention, so candidate can even, you know, discover the company. And the company websites are not enough, right? Like beautiful company website, because, you know, it's usually full of promises and buzzwords and they just don't do the job. And even if you get into this attention of candidate, it's hard to convince someone to really spend time and effort interviewing and considering your offer. Amazing way to do this is by building trust to the employer. Ideally, you know, the same level of trust that someone who worked for your company and enjoy it has. And you know, there are so many companies which are like landmines, full of bad culture, nonsense, or too aggressive management. But there are also those which are, you know, amazing. Amazing place to work with fashionable colleagues, respectful management, and really good pay and good culture fit. Even if you feel like your company is like that and is a great place to work for this desired candidate, how to make sure this candidate trusts you on that and really want to have time to check it out? Like, it's really about the trust. On the other hand, even if candidate wants to consider the offer, you know, it's extremely hard to confirm like this candidate is really actually skilled enough or experienced enough or like have a good culture to fit into your job, right? And the missing skills sometimes can be learned. Skills is not the problem, but are you sure that the person is driven enough, fit culturally, are trustworthy and responsible during their work time? The process of finding those information is like very unreliable, and finding those signals that either confirm or deny this fact. And, you know, the process is really bad. Like, it's like a short interview and like everyone knows it doesn't work well, but is that the best what we have usually? And finally, it's expensive to hire an experienced developer, right? Architect, DevRel, engineering manager, product manager, any of those. As an employer, you usually have a budget only for a couple of those kind of personas. And it's just expensive, right? And lastly, even if you manage to hire someone, pay for it, and it takes months for a person to ramp up into your topics, in your code base, in your culture, and really to get productive. So all of this is making hiring like really, really hard and tough from employer perspective. And it's not, it looks like sometimes this could be like the best what we have for engineers. Like, come on, like from outside, it looks like engineers are spammed with good offers, good job opportunities, and like it's beautiful. And somewhat true for experienced engineers who are confident, who already have like 8 to 10 plus years of experience in the desired job market. but it's not so beautiful for those who are new to some field or new to engineering at all, right? Unfortunately, yeah, junior engineers and like beginners and those without credibility struggle, right? And this can mean that, you know, even experienced developer move to different fields, like from front end to back end development, right? And it feels contrary to what I just said, like, hey, hiring is hard from employers' standpoint, like it should be then easy to get in. It's not so true, right? And I don't know if it's like a generational issue that the new big cohort of new engineers just starting and bombing the market, but the problem of getting started is very, very visible, and it's not easy, especially in countries where engineering is very, very popular, like India. I receive messages every week from some grad or students or new in the fields who just ask for open positions of internship or whatever constantly. And some people are very desperate and we see kind of they have some troubles to find a job. So the problem exists, and it exists from both sides. It's kind of like tragedy in some way. And why is that? Well, kind of some of those are trivial, but let's kind of go through that. On one hand, we have really tons of newcomers who wants to join the space like immediately for a good reason. Secondly, engineering is not easy, right? Technology is changing every time, every day, with little documentation. Most of work is done in under, you know, closed source proprietary doors and require long hours to get around and understand what is what and what actually matters. Furthermore, beginners are sometimes missing basic skills. For example, like asking for help, reading documentation, knowing what to search for in Google, mindfulness, organization skills, all and like communication skills, and lots of stuff, which is not actual programming. And this other thing is like that there are lack of confidence, and it makes you afraid of certain things, make coding and project decisions much harder, because you know they are